Welcome to the lying down yoga session for our mindfulness-based stress reduction class. I invite you to start the class by coming into a comfortable lying down position on your yoga mat or on the floor. And before we start, just a quick reminder that in mindful yoga or mindful movement of any type, the general guidance is the same as with the body scan, and that is, as best you can, cultivating your ability to bring kind and curious awareness, an attitude of welcome to whatever your experience is in the present moment. In particular, bringing this attitude of kind and curious attention to your experience of physical sensation in the body related to the postures or the movements that I'll be guiding you in. So as you settle into your lying down position, with the legs straight and the feet just gently falling away from one another, the arms at your side with the hands, the palms facing up towards the ceiling, if that's comfortable for you. And then remembering that, as with all mindfulness practices, feel free to modify any of the directions that I give you. All of the guidance is always a suggestion. So always emphasizing the role of your own inner teacher, your own inner guide, as you cultivate your ability to listen to what your needs are in any particular moment. So if for this particular yoga practice, lying flat on the floor, on the yoga mat, doesn't feel good for any reason, feel free to adapt and modify your position, even taking a seated position if that feels better. In fact, you can even take that as far as doing the postures and movements that I'll be guiding you in your mind's eye, keeping the body completely at rest. That's also an option. So from this lying down position, what we call the resting pose or the corpse pose, allowing your attention and awareness to come to the points of contact, feeling into the felt sense of the sensations created by the contact of the back of your body with the yoga mat. And breathing. Noticing how it's possible to be aware simultaneously of the sensation of the points of contact and the sensations of the breath. As you open your field of awareness to the entire body, and then as you prepare to engage in this 35 or 40 minute session of lying down yoga, I invite you now to just check in with any thoughts or any emotions that you might be carrying with you into the practice today, and to check in with any parts of the body that might be feeling any soreness or any discomfort. And just for this moment, just recognizing and allowing these different thoughts, emotions, or areas in the body that might be feeling a little discomfort, and just allowing them to be, and inviting them to come onto the mat for your practice today. And I invite you to notice if during the session anything shifts or changes in relation to any particular thoughts, emotions, or physical discomforts that might be present in this moment. And now, I invite you to begin to slowly and mindfully lift the hands and arms off the floor, keeping the arms straight. You can gently rotate the wrists so that the palms are facing one another about hip width apart. As you just slowly raise the hands and arms off the floor, you're going to be coming through a full 180 degree arc. So as the hands and arms get higher, you'll be in a position where the fingertips are pointing at the ceiling. And then continue the arc, bringing the hands and arms down so that they're pointing away from your feet, resting on the floor above your head. And now I invite you just to check in with the sensations in the body. Check in with the sensations of the breath, just being present in this moment after having completed this first movement. And now I invite you to just ever so slightly lift the hands and arms just a little bit off the floor to then stretch through the shoulders, stretching the hands and arms towards the wall that's opposite your head, stretching away from your feet, really elongating the body. If it's available to you, you can even feel the stretch down through your legs and feet as they go in the other direction from your hands and arms. Feeling into the felt sense of this movement and breathing. And then relaxing the shoulders, relaxing the hands and arms so they come back down in contact with the floor. And again, just checking in with the body, checking in with the felt sense of the sensations that you're experiencing in this moment after having done that particular movement. And now I invite you to lift just the right hand and arm ever so slightly off the floor and then stretching through the right side of the body, imagining that the right hand and the right foot are stretching in opposite directions and just feeling into this particular movement, staying aware of the breath. As best you can, staying aware of the points of contact as the floor supports the body, and then relaxing, allowing that right hand and arm to rest back down on the floor. And then switching sides, ever so slightly lifting that left hand and arm off the floor, and then stretching through the left side of the body. Staying with the breath and just noticing what there is to notice in your field of awareness in this moment. Just recognizing and allowing. And then relaxing that left hand and arm back down to the floor. Just checking in with the body. What's the felt sense in this moment, in this present moment, as you lie on your mat in this particular position, breathing, cultivating kind and curious awareness? And now I invite you to Begin to lift your hands and arms off the floor from the position above your head, keeping the arms straight, and then gently rotating the wrists so the palms of the hands are facing each other, hip width apart, and then reversing that 180 degree arc, coming back through the position where the fingertips are pointed up towards the ceiling, and then continuing the arc as the hands and arms come to rest at your sides, palms facing upwards. Coming back into the resting pose. And then just feeling what it's like to be in the resting pose at this moment after having done those movements compared to how it felt previously. What's new? What do you notice in this moment? And breathing. And now I invite you to stretch your arms out to make a T. If it's comfortable for you, you can have your palms facing down. And then bending the knees and bringing the feet up about 6 inches to a foot away from your buttocks, so the feet are flat on the mat, flat on the floor. And then in this position, we're going to do a movement called the pelvic tilt or the pelvic rock. And I invite you to start by just gently dipping your tailbone down into the mat. So that's going to tip the pelvis up as the tailbone presses down into the mat, just doing this movement very gently, mindfully, and then reversing that movement by bringing the sacrum and the low back flat on the mat or on the floor, and then moving through, raising the tailbone off the mat, which will bring your low back and your mid back into direct contact with the mat or the floor. And then just slowly at your own pace, alternating this movement back and forth, bringing awareness into the whole pelvic region, into the hips, feeling whatever sensations are present. And breathing. And now I invite you to come back to the neutral position. And then from here, I invite you to lift the two knees, lifting the feet off the mat, and then bending the legs, grasping the legs at the shins, or you can also just grasp your legs with your forearms, holding onto one wrist, and then just gently pulling the knees towards your chest, feeling the tailbone gently lift off the mat or off the floor, staying with the breath as you hug your legs and you just gently pull them in towards your chest. If it's okay for your body, one variation of this particular movement is to very carefully lift the head off the mat to bring the forehead into the area between the knees or near the knees. If you have any history of neck or shoulder issues, just listen to your needs of your body right now. And now I invite you to relax the legs back down so the feet are flat on the mat with the knees bent. You can bring your hands down to your sides, and then just taking a moment to be present with the breath, to be present with the felt sense of this moment. And now I invite you to stretch out your left leg so the left leg is flat on the mat. And then to lift the right foot off the mat, bending the knee, and then grasping the leg at the shin, and then gently hugging the right leg and pulling that right leg in towards your chest, just to the degree that's comfortable for you. And if it's okay for your body, the modification of this pose is to lift the head off the mat, to bring the forehead up towards the right knee. I invite you to stay present with the breath, to stay present with the points of contact underneath the body. And then gently releasing the right leg, bringing the head back down in contact with the mat, straightening that right leg out so that it's flat on the mat, and then bringing the left leg up. So bending the left knee, bringing that leg up towards your chest so that you can hug that leg and just gently pull that knee in towards the chest. If you'd like, you can lift your head off the mat, bringing the forehead towards the left knee. I invite you to check in with your facial muscles right now. What's the state of your facial muscles? Just noticing what there is to notice. Breathing. And then relaxing that left leg, allowing it to rest on the mat next to the right leg. I invite you to come back into the resting pose. And just again, checking in with the body, checking in with the felt sense of this moment. Just noticing what's present in your experience. And remembering that mindfulness practice is ultimately just about noticing what's present. And that includes noticing the presence of any judgments or any thoughts about performance or how am I doing, all those things that have to do with evaluating. So this practice is just about noticing and allowing. So now we're going to switch positions. And before we do that, I invite you to do this movement of going from this lying down resting position into the next position, which is going to be on all fours on the mat. I invite you to do this motion in any way that feels okay for your body and to do it slowly and mindfully, as if this transition were a movement in and of itself. A mindful movement that's part of this yoga practice, which it is. So now I invite you to come into what's called the tabletop pose with your hands directly below your shoulders and the arms straight, checking in with the arms to see that they're not tense or tight, but that they are straight and relaxed. And then your knees directly below your hips, and the back flat. And in this position, we're going to do first what's called the cat-cow pose. So for the cat posture, the cat pose, I invite you to feel the belly just dip down towards the mat, which is going to create a natural dip in the back. Simultaneously, Move the head forward, your gaze forward so that you're looking at the wall in front of you, and then lifting the head just as much as it's comfortable so that you're looking high on the wall or even possibly up at the ceiling. So this is creating a nice stretch through the back. And I'm sorry, I think I called this the cat pose. This is the cow pose. And then reversing this posture by bringing the head down, which is going to bring your gaze down towards the floor. And then as you tuck the head and the chin towards your chest, naturally the back is going to arch. You might even find that you're staring at your belly as you arch the back. This is the cat pose. And breathing. I invite you to stay present with the sensations of the points of contact under your hands and knees and the tops of your feet. And then to reverse this pose and to just do a few rounds of cat and cow at your own pace, feeling into the felt sense of this movement and breathing. And now I invite you to finish up this rotation of cat and cow, coming back into neutral position with the back flat. I invite you to check in with your shoulders. There can be a tendency for the shoulders to collapse in this pose. So I invite you to just gently check with the shoulders. Be sure that the arms are straight and the shoulders are just gently pulled back a little bit. And now we'll do a pose called the bird dog. And for this, I invite you to lift your left leg off the mat, stretching it back straight behind you, while you simultaneously lift the right hand off the mat, stretching the right arm in front of you. This can be a rather strenuous pose, so just holding it for as long as feels good for you. Your left leg and foot and right hand and arm can be off the mat just ever so slightly, whatever height works for you. If it's okay for your body, you can have the right arm and the left leg straight forward and straight back in line with the flat part of your back. And breathing, being aware as best you can of the points of contact and of the potential feelings of tiredness or tension in the part of the body that's supporting you, your left arm or your right leg. And now bringing the hand and the knee back in contact with the mat. Take a moment just to check in with the felt sense right now. Check in with the breath. Choosing to be present in this moment. And now reversing sides, lifting the left hand off the mat, lifting the right knee off the mat, stretching that left arm out in front of you and the right leg out behind you. Just feeling your presence in this moment with the body in this particular posture. And breathing. And now bringing the left hand and the right knee back in contact with the mat. Staying present with sensation, staying present with the breath, coming back to tabletop pose, I invite you, before we transition back into the lying down posture, at your own pace to just do a couple of cat-cow rotations. Just feeling that nice movement through the neck and spine. And then when you're ready, coming back to tabletop pose. And then at your own pace, in your own way that feels good for your body, I invite you to slowly and mindfully transition back to the lying down pose, flat on your back, legs flat on the mat, the feet gently falling away from each other, and your hands and arms at your sides. And now I invite you just to notice the different sensations, the different perspective of lying on your back, opposed to being in tabletop position. Just noticing that you have the ability to note the difference between the two. You have the ability to choose to be in this moment right now, just experiencing the body and experiencing any content of the mind, any thoughts, any emotions, just as they're arising in this moment. Welcoming the experience as best you can, and just recognizing it and allowing it. And now from this lying down posture, I invite you once again to bend the knees, to bring the feet flat on the mat. This time they can be a foot or two away from your buttocks. And I invite you to roll the hands over, if the palms happen to be facing up, to roll them over so that they're flat on the ground at your sides. And we're going to go into what's called the bridge pose. And from this position, I invite you to lift the hips and the pelvis and the belly up towards the ceiling, coming into this bridge, feeling the contact of the feet and the hands as you support the body in this bridge pose. This too can be a strenuous position, and I invite you to stay with your breath and to even check in with your facial expression, your facial muscles, staying present with your experience in this moment. And then when you feel ready, I invite you to just slowly lower back down to the mat from the top of your spine, just letting each vertebrae come in contact with the mat one at a time as you slowly lower back down. Staying present with the movements, staying present with the breath. And now with the feet still in the same position, flat on the mat with the knees bent and your arms at your sides, I invite you once again to do the same movement with your hands and arms, lifting them slowly off the mat, staying present with the sensations of this movement as you go through that 180 degree arc to bring the hands and arms to that resting position above your head. And when your hands and arms are comfortably resting above your head, or in whichever position you're choosing now, based on the needs of your body, I invite you once again to lift the hips, lift the pelvis, lift the belly up towards the ceiling, feeling that arch in the back as you come into bridge pose, and then noticing your contact through your feet, as your feet support your body, And then noticing how your hands and arms, as they're in this position above your head, are supporting your body in a new way. In fact, your hands, arms, and shoulders, feeling that strong contact with the floor, and breathing. And then when you're ready, once again, just slowly lowering back down, one vertebrae at a time. Still feeling that contact through the feet and through the hands, arms, and shoulders. And then as your sacrum comes to rest on the mat, at that same moment, you can initiate the movement of bringing your hands and arms back to rest at your sides, coming through this whole 180-degree arc, just slowly, mindfully, bringing the hands and arms to rest at your sides once again. Maintaining the knees bent, the feet flat. And then just taking a moment to check in with the body after having done these two bridge poses. What's the felt sense of this moment right now? And now, I invite you to clasp your hands behind your head, and then to just ever so slightly shift your hips to the left and allow your knees to drop down to the right, creating a nice twist through the left side of the body, through the left hips. And then if it's okay for your body, you can rotate your head to the left so that you're looking out over your left elbow. And feeling into the felt sense of this posture and breathing. And then bringing the legs back up into the neutral position. Legs bent with the feet flat, bringing your head back to the neutral position in the middle. And then reversing this movement. So just gently shifting your hips to the right, allowing your knees to drop down to the left. And then if it's okay for your body, turning your head to look over your right elbow. Feeling into the stretch through the right side of the body, through the right hip. Feeling the points of contact as the floor supports your body, and breathing. If at any time during a mindful movement practice or mindful yoga practice, there are ever any poses that generate a lot of sensation, as long as it isn't burning or tearing pain or sharp pain, I invite you to just stay with the pose as best you can, just breathing into that part of the body, really imagining that the breath is entering into any part of the body that might be feeling some strong sensation. And just as best as you can, allowing the mind to welcome that particular moment. And now bringing the legs back up to the neutral position, turning your head back so that it's in the neutral position. And then once again, bringing your hands and arms to your sides. And then in this position, I invite you to lift your right leg so that the sole of the right foot is facing up towards the ceiling or perhaps towards the far wall, if you can't lift your leg quite that high. So just bringing that right leg up as far as you can. And if it's okay for your body, once the leg is in that more or less straight position, but be sure to check in with the knee. The knee doesn't have to be locked. The leg doesn't have to be perfectly straight. And then wherever that leg is, I invite you to reach up with your two hands, keeping the shoulders as best as you can in contact with the mat, but reaching up with the two hands and then taking hold of that right leg either behind the thigh or behind the knee or perhaps behind the calf or the ankle. And then just gently pulling that leg towards your chest just to the degree that's comfortable for you. Feeling into the sensations in the back of that right leg and breathing. If it's available to your body, I invite you to lift the head off the mat to bring the head towards the right knee. Some people can even touch their right knee with their forehead. And again, remembering that this is about your practice. It's not about some idea of how to do the pose. Just do whatever's comfortable for you. And then releasing that right leg, bringing the foot back down flat on the mat with the right knee bent, lying back down with the head and shoulders flat on the mat, arms at your side. And then reversing sides, switching sides. So now you're going to lift the left foot off the mat, straightening the leg so that the sole of the foot is either pointed high on the far wall or at the ceiling. And then bringing that leg towards you and then grasping the left leg either behind the thigh, the knee, or the calf, whichever level is comfortable for you. And then gently pulling the left leg towards you, feeling into the sensations in the back of the left leg, breathing, feeling the contact of the points of contact underneath you, your right foot in contact with the mat. If it's available to you, lifting the head and bringing the forehead up near the left knee. Breathing and noticing presence in this moment. And then relaxing that left leg, bringing it back down so that it's resting next to the right leg, foot flat on the mat, arms at your sides, head resting on the mat. And then you can stretch out the two legs so that you're back in resting pose. And I invite you just to check in with the body. What do you notice now? And breathing. And once again, I'm going to invite you to change the position that you're in. And again, doing this slowly, mindfully, in any way that works well for your body, I invite you simply to roll onto your left side with the legs extended. And you're going to have your left elbow bent with your left hand cradling your head. So the left elbow will be in contact with the floor with the hand up, cradling your head. You can bring your right hand to rest in front of your chest, flat on the floor. And then in this position, at your own pace, I invite you to do the scissors movement, just lifting that right leg off the left leg, just as high as feels good to you. And just feeling into the felt sense of this movement, staying present with your experience in this moment. Staying present with the breath and just doing this scissors movement slowly and mindfully a few times. Bringing that right leg back down to rest on the left leg. And now I invite you to switch sides. So this works well if you just roll over onto your back again, slowly and mindfully, and then coming onto your right side. So this time your right hand will be cradling your head. Your left hand can be in front of the body, flat on the floor. Left elbow bent. And then this time doing the scissors movement with your left leg. Again, just slowly, mindfully, noticing the felt sense of this movement. Feeling the points of contact all along the right side of your body and with the left hand. And now bringing that left leg back down to rest on top of the right leg. And then from here, I invite you once again to shift your body position, this time coming to rest on your belly, with your face resting on either the left or right cheek, your arms at your sides with the palms facing up, and I invite you just to come into the resting pose on your belly, just allowing the body to completely relax, to really melt into the mat or into the carpet that you're doing the practice on, and just noticing the points of contact along the front part of your body now, and breathing. And now from here, I invite you to just gently lift the head to bring your chin in contact with the mat. And then from this position to lift the left leg off the mat. It can be just an inch or two, or it could be a foot or two, depending on what feels good for your body right now. And just noticing the sensations of this particular movement, of this particular posture, and breathing. And then when you're ready, slowly, mindfully lowering that left leg back down to the mat, and then switching sides, lifting the right foot and the right leg off the mat, just as high as works for you in this moment right now, staying present with the points of contact, including the sensations of the chin in contact with the mat, and breathing. Noticing the sense of presence in this moment. And then bringing the right leg and foot back down in contact with the mat. And then from this position, I invite you to lift the chin off the mat if that's okay for your body, if that's okay for you right now. Seeing if you can lift the shoulders gently off the mat and just lifting the head and shoulders off the mat, feeling that intense sensation possibly down into your low back, or strong sensation, I should say, and just feeling the felt sense of this particular posture, staying with the breath, staying with the sensations of the points of contact, and then just gently lowering back down to the mat, turning your head to the left or the right to rest your cheek on the mat, and then once again, just allowing the body to completely relax, come into this resting pose on your belly, just breathing, noticing sensation connected with this particular posture. And then when you're ready, I invite you at your own pace, in whatever way is comfortable for you, mindfully and slowly to roll over, to come back into resting pose on your back. Coming into resting pose on your back, feeling the points of contact, reconnecting with the breath. Noticing the felt sense of this moment after having done about 40 minutes of yoga. Staying with the breath. And before we finish the practice, I invite you to take a moment to thank yourself for having taken this time out, for self-care, for cultivating your ability to bring kind and curious awareness to your present moment experience. And I invite you to bring just a little drop of gratitude to your life in this moment that gives you the opportunity to do this practice. After the recording ends, I invite you to remain in this resting pose as long as feels comfortable for you. Just staying present with the sensations in the body, the sensations of the breath, the felt sense of your presence in this moment.